Hello, I'm Adam Smith. I'm the program manager from Dendron, and today I'm going to talk about our website project. This project is probably the simplest of all projects and is the one that I'm sure that anybody from across the network could do if they had the time. The principle behind it is really simple, which is we know that patients and carers are increasingly turning to the internet for information on their conditions. And what we wanted to do was ensure that the websites being visited by those people had some really basic information and signposts on how to become involved in research. Our approach in the first instance was to turn to Google and to enter search criteria which we'd pre-agreed for each of our four disease areas in Dendron. And then we made a note and came up with a list of the most hit websites. We then spent some time going through each of those websites to identify which had information on research and which didn't, and what information was there. Once we did that, we then sat down with the list and essentially agreed a little plan for each one about how we might approach them, recognising that some of these organisations were charities or bodies or regulators and people who we had contacts with, and that how we might approach them and ask them to add information on research might be through a particular individual or through a particular route. So we did the list, we identified a plan for each of them, and then essentially the job was to implement that plan and to work with our directors from across the network and with various other individuals to come up with some standard template letters and some emails which we could send and say, have you thought about including information on research? Luckily for us, and because of the high profile of dementia, we found ourselves knocking on a really open door, and some organisations instantly came back and said, yes, we'd be happy to include whatever you like. But what we found was that what we needed to have was actually content to give to them. So having done stage one, which was to come up with a list, stage two, which was to have a plan and influence them to add content, stage three was really furnishing them with content that they could include on their sites, which was really generic information about research, what it might involve, what it might mean to participate, and some signposts that could point patients on where they could get further information, which was obviously to our own website, but then to some other generics like the Euclid Clinical Trials Gateway and other sites that provide information on research. It's a really simple three-stage project which is relevant in any disease area if you have the time to do it. We had some real successes with websites such as Our Health and HD Buzz and sites which needed that information. So we definitely encourage anybody else that was trying to promote a website to follow this route. And on the website here, we've provided some templates of the letters we used, the search criteria, and how we came up with the plans. And the case study should give a general overview on and a little bit more information on how to do that. Thank you very much for listening to me today to talk about this project. I hope you have some success in doing this for yourselves. Thank you.